Tales from the Darkness.
The Tale of the Talent. My little sister Zoe is 13 now. I really love her, and I think I owe her my life. I was 7 years old when she was born. I was so excited to finally have a little sister. At first, I was jealous that she was getting all the attention from my parents, and I didn't pay much attention to her. Sometimes, I was just downright mean to her. However, all that changed on the day I realized my little sister had a special talent. We were sitting on the couch, watching TV, when suddenly Zoe said, "Daddy isn't coming home." I was confused. "What did you say?" I asked. "Daddy isn't coming home," she repeated. I was quite unnerved by this and tried to question her further, but she wouldn't say anything anymore. About half an hour later, the phone rang. When I answered, there was a police officer on the other end, and he sounded gravely serious. He explained that there had been a traffic accident. My mother was in the hospital with relatively minor injuries, but my father had not been so lucky. He later died on the way to the hospital. The next few hours were a blur. I just switched off the TV and sat there in shock, staring at the blank screen. I was numb. They said Zoe was too young to grasp the situation, but she understood that Dad was gone and he wasn't coming back. Almost a year later, there was another incident. It was a nice warm summer day, and Zoe and I were in the park. Zoe was playing on the grass when, all of a sudden, she stopped and pointed at something. "There's a bad man over there," she said. "We need to go." When I looked in the direction she was pointing, I saw a man nearby. He was dressed in a gray hooded sweatshirt. He had his hands in his pockets and seemed to be waiting for someone, but something about him seemed strange. With the memory of our father's death still fresh in my mind, I didn't question Zoe. I just grabbed her by the hand and together we hurried home. The next morning, at breakfast, my mother was reading the newspaper, and I noticed the headline on the front page, "Mother and Daughter Stabbed to Death in Park." Beneath it, there was a picture of police leading away a man in handcuffs. It was the same man in the gray hooded sweatshirt. A chill ran down my spine. Any doubts I had before were immediately squashed. My little sister definitely had a talent. And from that day on, I chose to listen carefully to anything she had to say, and I would write it down in a notebook I kept in my room. One day, when Zoe was 6 years old, it happened again. We were at a restaurant when Zoe suddenly dropped her knife and fork, looked at my mother and said, "Grandpa's gone." An hour later, my mother got a phone call telling her that our grandpa had passed away in his sleep. Mom was very sad, but she had been prepared for the bad news. That was the last prediction for a long time. As the years passed by, I gradually forgot about my sister's talent. It even got to the point where I began to dismiss it all it just coincidence? However, last week, when my girlfriend and I were spending some time together in our apartment, I got a text message. It was from Zoe. It read, "Zoe, I need to tell you something." Me, "What is it?" "Zoe, I need you to listen to me. I have a terrible feeling something is going to happen. You and Megan need to get out of there. Go to a hotel or something. Just get out of there." Me, "Why? What's going on?" "Zoe, I don't know. I told you what I know. That's all I know." Me, "Okay, I understand. Bye, Zoe." I immediately grabbed my girlfriend, forced her to pack some things in a suitcase, and rushed her immediately out of the apartment. We went to a nearby hotel and booked a room for the night. The next morning, I got a call from our neighbor. He said our apartment had been broken into, but strangely, nothing had been taken. When he heard strange noises, he called the police and they arrested the intruder. We had to go down to the police station. Apparently, Megan's mentally unstable ex-boyfriend had broken into our apartment. He was armed with a knife and he was planning to kill the both of us. When my girlfriend heard that, she was utterly dumbfounded. All she could say was, "How did your sister know?" Without Zoe, we would both probably be dead. It still haunts me. Nobody else believes it, and even my girlfriend is still skeptical. But I know what happened. My little sister has a talent.